Just changed up some of the techniques that you're doing in the run game. Obviously, you have a guy all the way out there, so it's a little bit different. But we faced it before. I mean, we played Detroit the past few years, and they had Schwartz, and they were in that wide nine. So we've seen it before, so you got to get ready for it and prepare for it and put certain things in the package. But you don't really go out of your way just because a guy lines up a little bit wider.
They've had your number the last couple of years. How anxious are you to maybe get a little
Yeah, we haven't beaten them since the first time I played in my rookie year. So I want to beat Philly once. And obviously coming from there, there's no team I want to beat more than Philly.
There are people who look at the way you guys have run the ball this year and say, just throw it. I mean, why is that not a good idea?
No, and then guys load up in the box. Not load up in the box. The opposite. They drop back and they go two safeties high. So we got to do a better job of running the ball. I mean, we were able to do some good things early on in the season. We got to continue to be multiple, continue to get the job done. And that's on us up front, making sure we're doing our job. And we're definitely putting in, we look back at this bye week, things we can get better at, and just finishing straight into the two things. We can do a better job of ourselves up front.
Thanks,
Justin.
Tom used to start the week briefing you guys on where you stand in the division.
Yeah, I never really asked Coach why he did that different from Coach Coughlin. Everyone in the division has a winning record. I know that. We're obviously in last place. But we got everything. Second? Oh, we are in second? Oh, see, I guess I don't look at it enough. We got to handle our business at home in the division. And it starts with this one right now. This week.
Is a Giants-Eagles game different than other games for you, not just because of your background, but is it a different game physically, and how is it different?
I just don't like Philly, to be honest. I mean, I'm from there, and every time I go back there, I don't get treated right for my hometown. So it'll be nice to go get this one and be able to show my face in my hometown when I go back to my camp this year.
It's been a long time since you've been able to do that.
Yeah, right. I still go anyways.
How are you mistreated?
I'll be sitting there with my mom eating dinner, and they'll be doing Eagles chants, or I'll be in the bathroom, they still go Eagles, or down my shore house is like South Jersey, so it's all Philly people, so.
Which shore?
Sea Isle. I'm not telling you which street I live on, though.
I think they already know.
But they know for sure. So no matter where I go when I'm down there, it's always like that.
You know, New York fans and New York kind of get a rap as being, like, do you think Philly fans may be tougher than,
Thank you, Justin.
I think Philly fans try to live up to that, like, oh, we snowballed snowman, or we threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Like, so I think they try to live up to that. And kids, like, when I was 18 years old, you want to be, oh, yeah, we're Philly fans, we're ruthless, but they're harmless.
Victor was talking before saying this Philly game might be more special to him because the last time he played Philly was obviously the knee injury. What do you recall about that? Was that kind of scary?
I've never heard of stadium get that quiet. It was obviously a devastating injury, and I know, like, their coach came and visited him in the hospital. And don't get me wrong, like, I still love where I'm from and the people where I'm from, but it's definitely a big game for a lot of guys in this locker room, and looking forward to it.
Justin, when you scouted and we self-scouted the run game, did you guys find things schematically that you have to fix or physically that you guys have to fix?
Both. I mean, obviously, I think the biggest thing is, like, our finish in runs. There'll be a hole where we need to hit it, but it'll close up real quick. So we got to make sure that we're finishing and straining and that little extra oomph, whatever you want to put into that word. We got to make sure we do a better job of that. And then schematically, obviously, we were down a lineman. Obviously, we don't have a fullback on the roster, so it does limit some of the things you can do. So we got to, obviously, change some things schematically as well.